don't see the illness with the other pesticides that I see with the chlordane.
Second, studies by government and university researchers showed that chlordane's an insidious poison. Once it contaminates a home, the home stays contaminated. You'll always breathe the pesticide. The poison gets absorbed by the floors and walls, and it keeps gassing out. And although you can take drastic steps to reduce the levels of poison by sealing the walls or ripping out the heating system or digging up the dirt around your home, you can't get rid of all of it. By 1985, the mounting evidence against chlordane seemed so overwhelming to some state officials that they decided to do something about it. New York banned chlordane. You can't use the chemical anywhere in the state. Nancy Kim, Director of Environmental Health in the New York Health Department, says state investigators have found more than 200 cases in New York alone where pest control firms may have misused the poison.
I haven't seen these kinds of problems with any other chemical. There are other chemicals that have had impact, but not to the extent that I think chlordane has.
The state of Massachusetts also banned chlordane in 1985. Even the National Park Service has banned chlordane in its buildings across the country. Ever since park rangers in Missouri's Ozark Scenic Riverways Park had to abandon their homes 3 years ago after they were hopelessly contaminated with the poison. In all these cases, federal and state officials say, banning chlordane hasn't caused problems fighting termites because pest control firms have simply switched to another pesticide called Dursban instead. U.S. Agriculture Department studies show that Dursban works just about as well as chlordane does, and it's safer to use around the home because if the pesticide is misapplied, you can clean it up and neutralize it with common bleach. The main reason every pest control firm around the country hasn't switched from chlordane to Dursban, industry sources told me, is plain old business competition. A typical homeowner has to pay about 15 to 20% more for a Dursban treatment than a chlordane job, and pest control firms battling to win more business are anxious to keep their prices down. Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., the EPA's top man in charge of pesticides, Doug Camp, says it's true. Some consumers are apparently getting poisoned by chlordane.
There's no question that we've received reports from a number of sources indicating people who could have gotten ill from excess levels of the chemicals in and around their homes. There's no question about that.
But Camp says he and his colleagues still need more studies before they can decide whether to ban chlordane or keep it on the market.
We haven't come to that conclusion at this point in time.
You know, 4 years ago, more than 4 years ago, almost 4.5 years ago, I was in an office just down the hallway asking these same sort of questions. And the person who was in your job then gave me almost the same answers. We're studying it. We're about to put out a report on chlordane in just a few months. We haven't yet decided whether the risks outweigh the benefits. And 8 years before that, I interviewed somebody at EPA who was in the job at that point saying exactly the same things. I mean, this chlordane issue, this debate in EPA, has been going on now for more than 15 years. Why do you think it's taken EPA 15 years or more to make up its mind about chlordane? And you still haven't made up your mind.
Well, as I said before, in 1970, the agency did cancel most uses of chlordane. It made a decision on the basis of the information that it had at that time that the termiticide uses did not present an unreasonable adverse effect. We have, since that time, required additional data. We've learned more about the chemical. We have had reports of incidents with the chemical, and we're moving to come to a resolution on the case. The final report will be due in around May. And I can assure you that it won't be 4 years before we make the decision.
One question EPA officials say they still can't answer is exactly what levels of chlordane in your home are safe? Or perhaps, is there no such thing as a safe level? Is any chlordane dangerous? In 1982, a National Academy of Sciences research panel said no one can answer that question. There haven't been enough studies yet. But the National Academy did warn, in effect, that if chlordane levels in your home go above a certain level, you should evacuate your house. EPA's Camp says the other key issue he and his colleagues have to resolve is this. When a pest control firm uses chlordane around your home, will the chemical inevitably contaminate the house, no matter how carefully they apply it? Or is chlordane a problem, and Camp says he suspects this is the case, is chlordane a problem only when pest control workers botch the job, make a mistake? Because if that's the case, Camp says,